back, everyone, to the Bethlehem Wildcast. Stay tuned for news and weather updates and sport updates.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today, me and my co-host Jacob will be giving you all the school news for the upcoming week, and then Katie will join us with a weather report.
Attention students, FFA is selling meat sticks for $2 each or two for $3. See Mr. Hobbs to get a meat stick. BHS is starting a sword club. This will be an after-school club for you to come play board games and card games with your friends. They will meet in Ms. Kippy's room on Wednesdays at 2:40 to 4 p.m.
Don't forget, the Hike and Eye exams are on February 7th, and the last day to order carnations from FBLA is the 8th. Attention seniors, the deadline for the Advocator Scholarship is February 10th. Please get in your applications.
That's all the news we have for this week, Wildcats. And now on to Katie with the weather.
Welcome back to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you your weather forecast for the upcoming days. February 4th, a pretty deep overcast all day, bringing in that cool weather with a high of 61 and a low of 39. Pretty windy, but no chances of rain so far. February 5th, still seeing that heavy wind with an all-day overcast. Slightly cooler temperatures with a high of 61 and a low of 48, but still no signs of rain so far. February 6th, the temperatures do warm up a bit with a high of 66 and a low of 43 that night, but can't seem to shake that deep overcast, but thankfully still no rain. February 7th, we are still seeing that all-day overcast and the temperatures seem to warm up ever so slightly with a high of 70 and a low of 41. Still no chances of rain so far. February 8th, there is a 49% chance of small showers, but still pretty warm with a high of 74 and a low of 48 that night. February 9th, a 41% chance of early morning showers and some broken clouds throughout the day. There is a high of 76 and a low of 52, so it warms up quite a bit. All information was accurate as of January 31st and was provided by my15dayforecast.com. Now onto Cole, Roman, and John with the sports.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Bethlehem Wildcast Sports segment. My name is Cole, and I'm joined by Roman and John. And today we are going to recap the basketball games from this week. Tuesday, the varsity boys traveled to Weewa and beat them 50-36. The leading scorers were Roman with 16, Dylan with 6, Cole with 6, and Christian with 6.
Thursday, the boys hosted Emmanuel Christian for senior night. They beat them 64-23. The leading scorers were Roman with 18, Landon with 17, Christian with 7, and Jared with 7. This finishes up the boys' season 22-3, and they are the first seed going into district tournament. The boys will get a bye Monday and play on Tuesday.
That's all for this week. Now on to Frank with Game Verse.
Welcome to the Gameverse. I'm Frank, and today I'm recommending Monster Hunter World. Monster Hunter World is a 2018 action role-playing game developed and published by Capcom. Monster Hunter is rated teen due to use of alcohol, blood, mild language, and violence. In Monster Hunter, you'll take on the role of a hunter and slay ferocious monsters in a living, breathing ecosystem, where you can use the landscape and its diverse inhabitants to get the upper hand. Hunt alone or in co-op with up to three other players, and use the materials collected from fallen foes to craft new gear and take on even bigger and badder beasts. That's it for me, folks. Make sure to tune in next week for Cult of the Lambs. This week's source came from Wikipedia.com. Now on to Case's movie review.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. Today, I'll be going over a 2008 animated film that's known and loved by many, the critically acclaimed Kung Fu Panda. The movie is well known by many for being such a fun family comedy that's a great watch for anyone. The film centers on a bumbling panda named Po, a kung fu enthusiast. When a notorious snow leopard named Tai Lung is foretold to escape prison, Po is unwittingly named the Dragon Warrior, a prophesized hero worthy of reading a scroll that is said to grant its reader limitless power. The movie was released on June 6, 2008 to wild success, grossing $60.2 million in its opening weekend alone. It became DreamWorks' best opening for a non-sequel film. It then went on to gross $631.7 million worldwide. I'd say it was a success, seeing as how it over quadrupled its budget of $130 million. The movie also received praise from critics for its fun comedy and mature themes, and was even nominated for Best Film of 2008, but lost to WALL-E. In any regard, I highly recommend the film for its great music, action, and characters. That's everything, everyone. As always, thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next week for more classic and modern movies. Stay tuned for Funky Factoids with Ryan. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. Today we'll be talking about February 6, 1917, British women over the age of 30 are granted the right to vote. February 7, 1943, during World War II, Polish Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto start an armed uprising against the Nazi Germans. February 19, 1969, the world's largest passenger airplane, the Boeing 747, is built. February 10, 1996, in Japan, a 50,000-ton rock falls on a highway, killing 20 people. That's it for This Week in History. My sources from Tehebi Books, copyright 2003, a day-by-day review of world events This Week in History. Now on to TC with Cool Animals Around the World.
Hi, I'm TC, and welcome to Cool Animals Around the World. Today, I'm going to tell you about animals in the state of California, the California quail. You'll find these beautiful birds only in California. They live in chaparral, sagebrush, oak woodlands, and foothill forest of California, and they're quite the tolerant of people. The California newt, as long as you don't mess with them, they are one of the most engaging animals in California. The California condor. When they fly, they are a sight to behold. Their huge wings can catch thermal air that can rise up as the sun heats. And that's all this week on Cool Animals Around the World. Stay tuned for next week's story on cool animals in Wyoming. Thank you for listening and have a good day.
That's all for this week's, folks. Join us next week for a new movie review with Case and an update on district tournaments.